On this episode, we review Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. This is episode 116 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and make sure you ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday, and then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday on that same feed. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And now we're excited to announce you can bring home a little Disney with Joffrey's Coffee.
Oh, yes.
And Currently, they are giving our listeners a code at checkout, which is CTM20, and this will save you 20%. On your total order.
And Joffrey's is not just coffee, even though it says Joffrey's Coffee. There's tea as well.
Very good tea. So you can load up. They have all kinds of different blends, from the new 90th anniversary Mickey blend to...
just like the pumpkin. Yeah. Everybody's got pumpkin. They have pumpkin, and it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you should get some.
Get a bunch. If you get orders over $50, then you get free shipping. So it pays to order more.
It does.
Just use code CTM20. At checkout. And if you're getting ready to book your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Studios in Orlando vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. And you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will find you the best deals, the best package rates. She will set up your ADRs, your fast passes, and this is all at no additional cost to you. To me, it's a no-brainer. We use her for every single trip that we plan. She's awesome. Always gets us the best rates when sometimes even I look online and I don't quite understand what I'm looking at. Because there will be 800 different rates at one time, from Florida residents to pass holders to fall to winter's coming up. There are military salute tickets that she can help you out with if you're military. So reach out to Melissa and just let her know that Main Street Magic sent you. So we are fresh off of a Disney trip, in about an hour ago that we got home. And last night we did Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to give our review of the party. We'll go ahead and go through some information first. And then as we go through each of the things available, if it's something that we encountered or we did last night, we'll go into a little bit more depth on our experience.
Yes.
So Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is a hard ticket event. This runs August 17th now to October 31st, Halloween night.
Yep.
And straight off of their website, it says, "This Halloween, join Mickey and his friends at the Magic Kingdom for 34 nights of not-so-scary fun at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Magic Kingdom is transformed into a kid-friendly, spooky party." Now, for dates that are left... October 16th, October 18th, 21st, 23rd, and 25th. With advance purchase, adults are $99 plus tax. Kids are $94 plus tax.
And this is no pass holder, no nothing discount, correct?
These are no discounts. These are straight up hard ticket prices. October 19th, 26th, 28th, and 30th. You're talking $109 plus tax for adults, $104 plus tax for kids. And then on Halloween night,
which
adults
is sold out.
$125. It is sold out, but... it would have been $125 plus tax, child $120 plus tax.
Right.
So this is, by hard ticket event, this is an addition to a normal Magic Kingdom ticket or any park ticket you would have that day, potentially.
Well, you'd have to have either a park hopper or a Magic Kingdom, correct? You couldn't have a Hollywood studio ticket and then go over...
Yeah, this is a hard ticket event. You can do whatever you want. You have to pay for this
but
event,
I mean,
is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. You couldn't be at Magic Kingdom before 4.
Correct.
Sorry.
Correct. Yeah, in the party
I was
runs,
thinking you meant...
Yeah, no, what I was saying is, I mean, this is an extra event. So let's just say you were down there with a Magic Your Way package for 7 days and you had 5 days of park hopping tickets. That doesn't matter.
I just
have
to say,
buy this ticket in addition to what you've already paid for.
But
those.
you don't even have to go to a park at all. You could go down just for that.
You can go down just for that. The event runs from 7 to midnight.
That's right.
But you can get in starting at 4 p.m. and correct. you would go in. They would scan your magic band or your card and give you a wristband.
Yep.
And so now if you do use a park that day or if you're APs like us, you can obviously get in before 4.
Correct.
As we get into this and talk about it and how late we were out and all the things that we did, my advice, even though we are APs, even if you have, if you're planning your trip, and this is going to apply to the Christmas party as well, what I'm going to say here.
Right.
I would say take this day off from parks, except for the party.
Mm-hmm.
As APs, we could get in whenever we want. We didn't go till a little after 4. Because it is a long, long night. And
yes.
if you've already spent all day in a park, you're going to wear yourself yes. ragged and you're not going to get to do everything.
Yes.
If you're going on a vacation and you are there, you know, Sunday to Saturday and you got, you're thinking, all right, we're going to do 5 days, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you want to do a party, I would say get a 4-day Magic Your Way ticket for the 4 days that you don't do the party and just take the party day off until
yes.
4 p.m. and
yep.
get there at 4 p.m.
Yep.
For us, we spent time relaxing that morning. We went, we had breakfast down at the hotel. We'll talk about our costumes. And so we wanted to be around the hotel and all, but it
and
was
even
just
if
nice.
You don't dress up like we did, I'd still say 4.
Agreed.
I
completely
don't think
don't
if,
go to a park that day.
Right. I don't think if we were there at like 2 per se.
Yeah.
And not dressed up at all and just there for the party. I don't know if we could have made it that long.
Right. And, you know, even if you're not going to the party and you want to go to Magic Kingdom during party times, look at the calendar. You may choose
yes.
to not do Magic Kingdom on a party day if you're not going to the party
and
because
you
you're not
going
to have a full day.
Right. Because you get kicked out at 7.
Yeah. Yeah. They get you out by 7 and then they are looking at wristbands and
yep.
you know, you're going to have to get out of the park by then. So
yeah.
just something to think about as you plan through your vacation, if either a Halloween or Christmas party are going on, because I do think that that's kind of like important to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go next and talk about the way that we like to experience the parties. This is our third year in a row of doing the Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been a Halloween person until 3 years ago when we started doing the Halloween party.
Yes.
Why don't you talk some about how we like to do the parties and what makes them, I think, so much fun and gives you a little extra something.
As you mean dressing up.
Correct. Go for it.
Because
we're insane people.
So 3 years ago, we decided to dress up and dress up as Disney characters and as a family. And we did this year and we had so much fun. We got a makeup artist, and Kaylin last year had the insanely idea, which actually turned out to be amazing, to be dead/zombie princesses.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to be Cinderella. She wanted Lacey said she wanted to be Belle, and then me and you be Ariel and Eric.
Obviously that was where we were headed.
Oh, yeah, because of my red hair. but, yeah, it was crazy because I was like, really? And she stuck to this all year long.
Yeah.
So I guess since it was being planned for a year, we actually kind of really went more all out than I think we have in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
With hiring a makeup artist, for instance. But it was fantastic. And the compliments that we had, I mean, every single person, like not only just regular guests, but cast members,
yeah, cast members,
tons of cast members. I can't tell you how many said, that is amazing. You are original. That is a different twist. I love it.
Yeah.
Just.
And this is something I think there's a couple reasons we like to do this. First of all, we get two uses out of it because we go to the Halloween party and then we do Halloween, and our neighborhood has an amazing.
Yeah.
As a community is amazing on Halloween. So we really enjoy getting dressed up for that. Something else is that I think, you know, it's not for us, it's more than just the party night. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, again, we've been planning it for a year. We've been working on costumes for a month. You know, we bought everything new that I had to zombify and tear up and make it look worn and old and disgusting, basically.
Right.
You were looking up ideas for makeup. We decided, right. You know, let's take some of the stress off of trying to do this ourselves.
Yes.
If we're going to do it, we want to do it right. So we found a makeup artist in the area to come to our room and actually airbrush our makeup and everything, which was incredible.
It was.
But it's everything leading up and getting excited about it that I think is another reason we love to do it. It's not
absolutely.
Just like, hey, go buy a costume off the shelf at Target, and then that night you put it on, you go to the party. For us, it's right. part of the entire lead up,
right.
the planning, the everything, I think, yep. that goes into it. And
And you don't have to. This is just
because... No, not at all.
We love doing it. The kids love doing it. I mean, like, you know, adults, by the way, you can dress up. You are not supposed to wear masks.
Yeah, if you're over 14, I want to say no masks.
I think I saw a couple.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, it was one of those things that might have been with an outfit, but they never put it on. And then later, when maybe nobody was looking, they put it on. But, and then I read where I wasn't supposed to have something dragging like a train or a cape or something, but I did have a train. And I completely understand why they say not to, because I had quite a few people stepping on it. But every
quite
single
a few,
time.
You mean me?
Well, I had other people step okay. on it too.
Yeah.
But I just would kick it up with my heel and carry it when we were in a completely crunched place.
Yeah.
Crowd.
Yeah.
But it is fun. I mean, and to see the people that are dressed up. There are so many people that are dressed up. And I mean, adults.
Yeah.
I mean, not just children.
Yeah.
And then most...
And family costumes are cool.
They are.
The Moana that was in front of us was amazing. And a lot of theirs was, like, homemade.
Yes.
Which was really, really cool to see how inventive and stuff people get.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's so much fun to do. I think it's just an added bonus to it. And it's just something that we really love. But if you want to go in shorts and a t-shirt, go for it. Nobody's going to think any less of you.
Right. And even the adults that are in t-shirt and shorts. I swear, I felt like every single t-shirt was a Halloween t-shirt.
Yeah. They get t-shirts made, or they buy special ones. Haunted
you
Mansion
can buy them
shirts.
There.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Haunted Mansion shirts, of course, are great for this. So... being a Halloween party, there is some trick-or-treating.
I should say
lots, not some trick-or-treating. There is a
ton,
plethora of trick-or-treating.
Yep.
Talk about, I guess,
the
trick-or-treating some, and you can kind of run through a little bit about where they are and how the process works for trick-or-treating and when we first check in and you know, because... You check in and get your band, and then you make your way. It's right there by Tony's Town Square.
Yeah,
that you go through that kind of back entrance where they were going to build the Main Street Theater.
Okay.
They kind of scrapped that project, and that's where you go through to start your evening if you're part of the party.
Yes, and if you start at 4, let's go ahead and say start at 4, you can go that way, and that's where it starts. You can stand in line for pictures. But if you get past that and you start to go towards rides and you start to, it is not part of the party yet.
Right, right.
They do not. If you can make fast passes,
up till 6:30, you can make. Well, I'm sorry, up till
six.
Is that what it is? Up to 5.
They shut it down
take
at
you
6,
to 6.
They told us.
Correct.
We
You're right.
Had to actually ask. So they shut it down at 6, but the. Party doesn't start until 7,
mm-hmm.
like where the your ghost host comes on across the entire park and says the party has started. So you can ride rides and stuff, but nothing has to do with the party.
Right. Correct.
But you can still get your pictures like when you're going through behind the Tony's Town Square with the Not So Scary and stuff like that. Okay, so now moving on, when it starts at 7, the treats don't come out until 7 as well.
Right.
Okay, now with talking about some things shutting down, again, it's because what's really nice is these street stations, some of them, like for example, one is in Fillmore Magic.
Fillmore Magic.
Yeah. And it's great because you go in through, and sometimes there's two, one at the beginning and, and one at the end. Yeah. And they give you handfuls of candy, not just like one or two. No, they insane. As much as they can hold in one hand. So if you've got a man like Jeremy with big hands, you get a big handful of candy. But what was really cool with that is when we went through, they actually, A, had Mr. Toad's movie playing.
Yeah, that was playing in PhilharMagic, which was cool. You could rest and relax. Right. And
that is, yeah, that's my point. Like, there's some of them that have it. Other ones you don't, but you can go back. There's like 14 of them. They're on the map. You can go back to them as many times as you want. Excuse me. And like I said, there's, you can like the beginning and the, yeah, just, yep. Get as much candy as you can hold.
And you can hold, I mean, it's loaded up by the time you're done. And now they will give you small treat bags. We bring our own because they're much larger.
Yep.
If you were to fill one and you need to get another, then you can get another. Right. I mean, that's easy. But,
and they also sell the one that we bought. The
Like a tote bag that you bought and we used for us. And then the kids had their own bags. Yep. So that was really good. If you have food allergies, as Disney always does, don't worry about it.
They're amazing.
Yeah, there are a special treat bag, of course, that is teal. And there are, you can pick them up at any of the trick-or-treat locations and then the allergy-friendly centers. But when you go up with your trick-or-treat teal bag, cast members give you a token at each treat station.
Really?
Basically, yeah. And then later on, you redeem the tokens for the allergy-friendly treats.
Oh.
Which is really, really cool.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk kind of events and the things that are special here. And actually, let's start off with the Hocus Pocus stage show. And this is the Hocus Pocus Villain Spelltacular.
Okay. Let's
see what they did there. and this is going to go on at 8:30, 10:45, and then again at 12 a.m. This is on the stage in front of Cinderella's castle.
Yep.
This has not changed in quite some time, but I like
it's
it.
It's still great. Yeah,
you get
like
to
it.
See all the classic villains.
Yep.
You know, there's a kind of a small story with the Sanderson sisters. Yep. It would have been nice with it being, you know, I think this is the year that it's the 25th anniversary of Hocus Pocus. I know it is Nightmare Before Christmas,
I think
it's Hocus Pocus as well.
Okay, but I know for sure Nightmare. And there was, besides Oogie, there was nobody else.
No.
Which would have been nice.
From Nightmare. But it would have been neat to see a little update, but still. Yeah. You'll watch the show once a year, so if they don't update it, what does it matter?
Right.
I mean, if you've been going to this thing for a decade, you've only seen the show 10 times.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like your regular stage show that you might see, like, us every month or something. So,
right.
Which I think, which is fine.
Well, I was going to say real quick, with because when we started and we rode a few rides and then we were headed over and that's when we caught the first show.
Mm-hmm.
Just so y'all know as well, once it starts at 7, it's really cool because your ghost host comes on over the entire park and says the party has started. And at this point, 7 o'clock, it is starting to really get dusk.
Yeah, yeah.
And they dumb down all the lights in the Magic Kingdom. So
dim would be the word of choice.
Okay.
You said dumb. Down. Well, it was funny to me.
Okay.
Like, they made the lights stupider.
They did.
Like, but yeah. I guess dumb down, dim down, they both work. I just thought it was an interesting choice of words you had there.
So they dim the lights.
There you go.
For mood lighting. And the mood lighting is your not so scary, spooky Halloween. Yeah. But just so you know, so, which that is a huge part that I absolutely love. There's a lot of black lights around. Mm-hmm. There's that's one of my, I think, favorites, that it is a lot darker in the Magic Kingdom.
No, I'm glad you bring that up because you're right. It gives.
And you need to know that for young kids, I feel like.
But it does. It, or people wearing mermaid tails that
yes.
drag on the ground a little bit, and I step all over them because I can't see them because the lights are dumb. But. You're right. It just gives this true feel of like a Halloween. Like,
oh,
to me,
so I love
you
it.
You know what it makes me actually feel like? Like, if you go back and you watch Hocus Pocus when they go out to trick or treat at first, and it's like that neighborhood, and it's like the way our neighborhood. And everybody's running around and you see all these kids dressed up and you hear laughter, and like, that's just the feeling it gets. It truly gives this Halloween feel,
yeah,
regardless of the temperature outside.
Yeah.
Which we didn't touch on. Let's do go back to that. We live here. We are used to hot temperatures. We apparently don't care what our costumes are. I'm surprised I haven't gone as like a Yeti yet. But take costumes in mind.
Being here in
Florida. We went on October 14th at night. It is still going to be warm. Last year was unseasonably warm at night. Seasonably warm at night.
Yep.
It could be 80 degrees
yep.
and 80% humidity at 9 p.m.
Yes.
So again, it might not be the time for long sleeves and pants.
Right.
Unless you're us, we're going to wear them anyway because we don't care and we just go all out. But I'm just saying it can make a difference on your overall night and if your night is enjoyable or not.
Well,
you may want to stray away from wigs if you can. They're very hot.
I was going to say, last year, I was a lot hotter than being a mermaid this year.
Yeah. 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 Well, you were a little more free, I think, this year. something else with the Hocus Pocus, I like to catch the very first show because then you're done with it. Like, you've seen it.
As bad as that sounds, yes.
You've seen it, you're done. Don't have to plan around it.
Right.
If you want to catch it at midnight, which is when the party ends, go for it. I think that's the other good time to kind of catch it because
it is neat.
Multitudes of people are going to swarm out. So it's not going to be quite as crowded. And then some of those people get out of the way and on buses and monorails and boats. So by the time you've watched the show and you come out, might not be quite as bad outside.
Correct. But if you stand there at 12 o'clock and watch the show, you cannot get anything else. You're done.
Right. You're done. Whereas if you get in line for a ride, a character at 11:55, you're in line.
Yep.
So that's a good point. That's a very, very good point.
That was last year with Jack and Sally. We got in line at like
quarter of 12, maybe, or
something like that. But we didn't leave until like 12:30 or 1.
Yeah.
And then we actually got a picture. I don't know how we did that.
Yeah.
They still had the magic shot picture, which we'll talk in those two.
Right.
But anyways,
the
point is yes, they are there. And if you get in line at 11:59, you are there and they will see you. So that's awesome and awesome to know on rides, characters. And I counted 18 character spots on the map.
Wow.
And we did see a few and some that I'm very happy we got to see this year. Because of they are not in your normal, this is for only party. Like, for example, Belle and Gaston were together, which you can see Gaston, but you can't see Belle. And Belle was in her blue little dress that she is in the beginning of the movie with Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Eric and Ariel as their human, which he was always human, but her human, and like them being married.
It would have been like the married one. It wasn't what we were wearing.
No, it wasn't. But those are characters that you cannot see not without the party. You have to have a party.
Yeah. Moana. No, we didn't wait for Moana, but this is your chance to see Moana.
Right.
She is out. Tarzan, Jane, and Turk. Turk? Is that no Turk? How's it? How would it? I think it's
Turk, I think it's Turk. But, I don't know.
You
can see the seven dwarfs, can't you?
Seven dwarfs.
All seven.
You can see the stepsisters.
Yep.
They are out.
They actually walked past Kaylin.
And
you know, that's another thing. There's 18 spots, but didn't
we saw some roaming. We saw Cruella de Vil. We saw the stepsisters. Lots of Huggin' Bear is available.
Uh-huh.
We didn't go meet him, but we saw him. I did not realize this, and we should have looked. Now I'm upset. It was Elvis Stitch in the Stitch meet and greet. They're in the
we got in line escape. Too.
Yeah, we got in line.
Those treats, but
and then left. I wish we had stuck
it's
around.
Okay. We'll go next.
You
year.
Can get Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, and Piglet. Of course, Cinderella and Princess Elena.
And they're all dressed like Halloween, which
is
that really
cool. That was cool. Everybody, Winnie the Pooh.
Cinderella and Elena's out normal.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay, my bad.
And they're in their normal spots as well as Rapunzel and Tiana.
And they aren't dressed anything.
No, they're just the normal ones, but they're still out and about to see. Alice, the Mad Hatter, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and the Queen of Hearts.
Yep.
We
saw all of them.
I
mean, not pictured, but.
Yeah. Aladdin with Abu, Princess Jasmine, Jafar and Genie. or out in Adventureland. You have Captain Jack Sparrow, who is actually now becoming a regular daily meet and greet because they're doing away with the stage show, the pirate stage show. So now he's a meet and greet there. But a whole bunch of great characters.
Absolutely.
What we found, because we had already knocked out most of the stuff we wanted to do, considering the shows and the parade, and we'll talk about that in a minute, rides and such, was 10:30 to midnight seemed like the time to meet characters.
Mm-hmm.
And in areas like Fantasyland over by Ariel's Grotto, when the characters need to take their breaks, they are doing them so that, like, Ariel and Eric were just coming back as soon as Belle and Gaston had to go on a break.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we were done with Ariel and Eric, we walked over and Belle and Gaston were pretty much done with their break and came out. So we caught both of them.
Yep.
Barely any wait. The Grave Diggers. Nobody was there for the Grave Diggers over behind the
Jack and
Liberty
Sally
Square
year.
Where Jack and Sally were last year. I think they're ones where, look, if Moana is like on your list and that's somebody you have to meet and you decide to go first thing, just know this could take an hour, hour and a half.
It really could.
Of a 5-hour party.
Yes.
So just weigh, you know, I don't want to be mean, but just think of your time.
Right.
And is that worth it? If that's on your kid's wish list, then it's 100% worth it.
Right.
Jamie and Jared did it and it was worth every second. And they ended up waiting, I think, under an hour.
Okay.
But it was worth every second to them.
Right.
For us to have waited an hour to see Moana, it wouldn't have mattered enough to our girls. So that's why we decided not to do it.
Well, we actually got in line, just so y'all know, too, for Belle and Gaston, because Lacey was dressed, obviously, as Zombie Belle. And the woman comes out and she goes, just so y'all know, this, they're very popular. They're this, they're that. You know, this is going to take a while. And so we were watching a few people in front of us. And again, and this is fantastic, but for us that kind of just want to meet them and take a picture, it kind of sucks because they spend time with you.
Oh, it's been a great time. Great,
a great deal of time where then you're looking at going, oh, it'll take 30 seconds to whatever to take a picture. No, you're talking 2-3 minutes or so for each family. If not a little more. So that's where we're just like, oh, wow. So honestly, that's when Lacey didn't want to wait. So we left. And honestly, I'm glad we did because then, like we said, come after 10:30. And that's when, because 10:30, was that, when was the Hallowishes done?
Hallowishes. So let's talk parade and then let's talk Hallowishes.
But what time is Hallowishes? Just so I can say that's where we found. After that, go do your...
It's at 10:15, which, yeah. So basically, that's why a lot of people after Hallowishes at 10:15...
Leave.
And that's why your characters, if you were to do some rides, I think that's the better time.
Correct.
Now, again, ones like Moana, who are in high demand, are going to be busy all night.
Yeah.
But just plan accordingly. I still, you know, maybe going towards later is better. But, okay, so let's talk about Hallowishes at 10:15.
Well, let's go back to the parade because we didn't. We skipped that. Sorry. We're like all over the place.
I know. We are. Boo to you parade. This is going to be at 9:15 and 11:15. This begins in Frontierland. It does the Festival of Fantasy parade route. You know, comes around and through Liberty Square, comes down Main Street and all. For me personally, best parade at Walt Disney World.
I agree. 100%.
This parade is awesome. It has all your standard characters that you love. It has all your villains.
Yep.
It has amazing floats. The music is outstanding.
Oh, the music.
It's a night parade, which we don't get anymore at Disney. Right. Again, for us, 9:15 is the time to see it.
Yep.
9:15 will be much more crowded.
Yep.
But we had an easy time getting a seat 15, 20 minutes prior.
30
minutes prior, grab some snacks, some something to drink, and relaxed, and it was well worth it. 11:15 will definitely not be quite as crowded.
Right.
My fear with the reason I like to do the first showings of things is because they are done, and the stress is off of you having to see them.
Right, absolutely.
As opposed to you going, all right, we're going to wait till 11:15, And then at 10, or then at 10:50,
right,
your kid just throws a fit and they're like, I am done with the night.
Right.
And you're like, we got to leave, and now we miss the parade. So that's why I like to do the ones that are earlier.
And you're leaving out the most important part of the parade.
What is the most important part of the parade?
The very, very beginning as this parade starts.
Yeah.
The Headless Horseman.
Yes.
He is amazing. He is a real black, gorgeous horse. And a real, per se, hordeless. Headless.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin King,
yeah,
for lack of a better term. It is incredible.
So cool.
The clopping of the feet. I get chills of it now. It is incredible. And that horse is as black as night, and it is gorgeous.
It's awesome.
It really is.
Yeah. And that's why another reason you want to have a good spot.
Yeah.
He comes out about.
He starts out probably about
10 to 15 minutes prior.
Minutes?
You think five? 5 to
for
10
sure.
prior. Yeah. So you do want to make sure you have a good seat. Yeah. You want to see him.
He runs through, and then the sweet and amazing cast member that has to run behind with the trash can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really neat because, first of all, you just have the Headless Horseman run by, and the just amazingness of that. And then it's really cool because a few minutes later, you've got this, and it's amazing that all the crowd is the same. As we are very thankful, so we also all cheer and thank
everybody. Yeah,
the
pooper scoopers.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know if they draw straws for that or what, or that's like just first day job. But so Hallowishes, happy Hallowishes fireworks. This has not been updated since Wishes went away.
Okay.
Which maybe it will be in the future. So you're still getting kind of the same fireworks show. For me, and I'll say we missed it, even though we saw the firework portion, we missed it.
We did.
They're not pumping the music all the way through. We were over near Tea Party, and
y'all rode the teacups.
Yeah, we rode the teacups.
As soon as we got off, it started.
Yeah, they started, and so we're just kind of looking up. I was disappointed we missed it. That was just a bad timing thing.
But I will say where we were at. We didn't miss a single firework.
Yeah. But there's nothing
no music.
To them. There's no music. There's no
but the fireworks
projections.
Right?
It's just fireworks blowing up in the sky with nothing else to me. So I'd just assume miss it than just see that for me personally.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure we catch it next year. But you want to catch it. Music is awesome.
Yes.
I mean, music is some of the best from Grim Grinning Ghost, Poor Unfortunate Souls. You have the Skeleton Dance.
Yep.
Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, quotes Oogie Boogie song. I mean, just great, great soundtrack to Hallowishes.
We'll
it's
watch
not the greatest
it,
fireworks show
sure
ever. Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not the greatest fireworks show ever, but I think it's good to catch. And if you line it up the way we did last year, we ended up actually catching... we sat for like 2 hours almost, I felt like, last year.
Okay.
And we sat and caught the stage show, sat and caught the parade, and then we sat and caught the fireworks. It's not a bad way to do it, but I like the way that we moved around and did more this year.
Yeah.
Like, we did a lot this year.
We did.
So there is a dessert party going on at this time. Chose to do.
They should do, because of all the candy, they should do a savory party, not a dessert.
Well, I mean, that's how it should be anyway. Get rid of dessert parties, do hors d'oeuvre
parties in general.
But especially tonight.
Of all nights. Because the kids are constantly eating candy, and they give good candy.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, Skittles and Snickers and milk... M&M's. I'm like, what are those things? M&M's. They have great candy.
Really good.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this comes at, I mean, this is from like $69 to $84. Depending on if you do the Plaza Garden or Tomorrowland. No, you get chocolate dip, strawberries, chocolate mousse, cupcakes, ice cream, seasonal fruits, cheeses, other ghoulish goodies. Specialty drinks, signature lemonades, coffee, tea. I don't think there's alcohol involved, but you could get
specialty drinks. Is that alcohol?
I don't believe so. Magic King. I'm actually not sure. What I love is it says it's an all you care to enjoy dessert buffet.
Ugh.
It should be called all your stomach can take dessert buffet.
That just makes...
I mean, I ate two packs of candy on the drive home, and I was feeling queasy. So, but if that's your thing, you do you. I think it's great. Believe it or not, they have dance parties here. What a shocker! Disney's doing dance parties or something. But and these are over that's in Tomorrowland. Fun. Yeah, this is over in Tomorrowland,
and
they
see
do
some characters.
All the Monsters Inc. Great Monsters Inc. characters. You can see Wazowski. You get to see Sully. You get to see the horn guy who got the socks stuck on his back before they had to shave him. Yeah, I can't think of his name. And then this year, was over at Storybook Circus. They had a Disney Junior Jam. And you had Doc McStuffins, Vampirina, Timon from Lion Guard. And this was in Storybook Circus. What else, I'm trying to think, are we really kind of missing that I think is just so important? They did do some upgrades and overlays, I'll say, to some rides this year. Teacups, Space Mountain, Pirates.
So... okay, we didn't do Pirates. John and Michelle did, and they were unfortunately very disappointed.
Everybody has been.
Okay, but we did Teacups, and we did, and I say we did Space Mountain because we did
People Mover.
People Mover. So what was your thoughts on those two that we quote-unquote did?
Well, first going to Pirates, nobody's like walking out like, you know, throwing stuff on the ground. It's just not great. There's a live actor, I think, that shows up twice. It's really not great. Nobody's really impressed.
Okay.
It could be the start of something much better. And that's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
Teacups was really cool. You kind of get like this disco feel. There's all these disco lights going, and there's a great new soundtrack. I thought it was a great addition for Teacups, actually.
Okay.
You know, and then Space Mountain, they're shutting off all the lights, like every all last little them. Light, and they're blaring
except
new soundtrack.
When you get your picture taken, that's the only thing we saw.
And, you can
and
see
then,
that flash.
Golly, you see that flash, and I can guarantee that then, I mean, like, even if there was a teeny tiny light on, you wouldn't see it.
Anyway. I think it would have been interesting to ride it. It just wasn't that important to us to take the time to wait. I don't know. I still think until you can fix the track and make it a smoother ride,
right.
I don't care what you do to it, you know. But at least I'm glad that they're trying to at least add some things. A lot of the complaints I hear is that everybody said, well, the party's the same every year. They haven't changed anything. Okay. Don't go back.
I'm sorry. And maybe, again, like you said, okay, it's not like we're going every month. You're going once a year.
Yeah.
Unless you're lucky enough to have the money to go multiple times the year.
Which I can see why people go more than once, like locals and stuff. I can actually see why you would go more than once
during
the season.
I mean, I would love to.
Oh, I would love to as well.
I would love to do it.
I know we haven't, but I'm just saying. But I'm saying I can see why people would, because I think there is that much to see and do.
And I agree with that. But with that being said, and because we are locals and we've gone only every year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
okay with it.
I am okay with it being the same. Yeah. I love it. It is, in my opinion, the best party they have. It is wonderful. Yeah. I mean, John and Michelle didn't see the Hocus. I don't think they caught the Hocus Pocus stage show, but they asked if it was the same. And I said, yeah. And they were okay with not seeing it. And it's one of those things where if you would have given me a choice where we would have seen Hallowishes or we would have seen the stage show, I would have preferred and picked missing the stage show over Hallowishes.
Definitely.
But again, it's not where I still want to miss it. Okay, yay, it's the same. And yes, it's the same. But I still want to see it.
Right, yeah. And I think, and if you were to go multiple times in a season or even year after year, maybe you decide, one night you just want to meet characters.
Right.
One night you just want to do rides because they are shorter and it's dark and it's cool.
Right.
Like,
and that's our problem where we only go once. And that's where probably most people's problem is you want to do everything.
Yeah, and you can't.
And yeah, I mean, and even Michelle, it was funny because when we were trying to meet up and go see the parade, we love it so much that I said something about it and she was like, we'd see both if it's up to me.
Oh,
and
of course,
I was like,
watch
absolutely.
Both parades, sure. Yeah.
And you absolutely can, but that's where then too you are taking yourself away from you know, a character or a ride or something that you may want to do.
Yeah.
But I love it, and I'm sad that people are talking about.
Well, I mean, and it's, again, it's not, it's one of those wishful thinking, and I can get it. I can get where you just go, look, we come to this thing every year and it hasn't changed. And I get that. Well, I'm just glad to see that they are starting a few different things, and they are starting some of these upgrades to the rides. Maybe we see more. The parade can never change. I'd be fine with it.
It's so awesome.
I mean, you know, so I think that it is well worth the money.
Oh,
well worth the money.
Absolutely.
For us personally, and we've always said, if you want to do Halloween party and Christmas party and you cannot do them in the same year, well, really, if you're going to do both and you've never done either, we like to recommend you do Christmas party first, only because we believe the Halloween party is better.
Yes.
And if you do the Halloween party, again, for us personally, you might not be as impressed by what the Christmas party has to offer.
And talking about something being the same, I mean, that's where, and I think, are we doing Christmas party?
We'd like to. Yeah, we have to figure out a date to try and do it.
We need to and would like to, because unfortunately, that's what needs to change. Where it's like, okay, what am I paying for? Right. And it would be nice to just,
you can't go wrong with either. I mean, the Christmas party is worth every penny as well. I'm just, if you have a choice, and if somebody's planning their trip for next year, well, we've only done it once.
Yeah.
And everything's, that's why we're everything's do it the again. Same, so we never have to go back, apparently. But but I'm saying, if right now somebody's planning their trip for next year and they go, do I go during Halloween? Do I go during Christmas?
Right.
And they're basing it around a party, I would say go during Halloween for the party. If you're basing it around decor and feel, you totally go during Christmas time. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not doing the party, parties aside, you're doing Christmas. Right. There is nothing like Christmas at Disney.
Right. That absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, just some of those thoughts. Same thing with that 10:30. I think 10:30 p.m. to 12 p.m. is also the best time to do rides.
Yes.
We were noticing very short wait times. Like walk-ons. Oh, yeah.
We saw Buzz, which was, I think it said 10 minutes, but I'm 90% sure you would have walked straight on because I could see no line even going in. What was it?
This was at 10:23.
I started to say, Mine Train was what? 25 minutes?
I'm going to tell you. This was at 10:23. Barnstormer, Buzz, Mad Tea Party, Winnie the Pooh, Splash Mountain, Under the Sea were all 5 minutes.
Okay.
Dumbo, Small World, Meetin' Mickey at Town Square, Pirates, Tomorrowland Speedway were all at 10. Magic Carpets, Meet Cinderella and Elena were at 15. Astro Orbiter was at 20. Peter Pan's Flight at 25.
What?
Haunted Mansion and Meeting Rapunzel and Tiana were at 30. Seven Dwarves at 40. Now, at that time, Big Thunder, the Carousel and Space Mountain were down, and this was at 10:23.
Okay.
An hour prior to that, I think all of those wait times were doubled.
Yeah.
Which still isn't horrible.
No, not at all.
But it's another one of those to me where you have to decide, like, all right, you're going to go and you're going to do a hard ticketed event, right?
Right.
And you're deciding, do I want to do like early morning magic where they open up Fantasyland and it's all about rides?
Right.
Or do I want to do Halloween party and do all the rides? For me, again, I know I keep saying for me, but don't go to the Halloween party and spend all your time riding rides because they're shorter waits, I think. There's better things to do when you've spent $100 on an additional hard ticket.
Right. Well, let's speak of that since you said for you and you kept saying for you, you think getting the candy is absolutely stupid.
I don't think it's stupid, but it cracks me. First of all, these people act like they've never seen candy before. A lot of them, like, they're pushing women and children out of the way for like a grown man to fill up a bag with a handful of Skittles.
Okay.
I like Skittles a lot. They're my favorite candy, but I it's like, hey, we're heading towards something and it says 10 minutes. And if you want to do a ride, it says 10 minutes, but there's candy 100 yards that way. Let's go get candy. I'm like, why? I will buy you a bag from Costco.
So with that being said, and for you, that's where, too, something like this is fantastic because this is where, because, again, our kids are older, we like to ask, what do y'all want to do? Do you want candy? You have to tell us, hey, I want to go here to the tree. Hey, I want to go ride this. Hey, I want to go see this person. I mean, again, the Halloween party, to me, is the amazing feel because they dumb like down it. The lights or dim down, excuse me, dim down
stupid
the
lights.
They dim down the lights. You have
that candy dumbs down the guests. I can tell you that much.
They, you know, again, for me, okay, the lights, the stage show, the parade, and the fireworks show. And then everything else is a bonus. The kids, if they want candy, that's a bonus.
Yeah,
you get shorter rides, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
And I guess I should have actually, the characters that you can't see, that is also up on my list of right there with the wishes. I mean, the
definitely. Yeah. Catching the Moanas, catching Eric and Ariel together, catching Belle and Gaston together.
Right. Because you can see Belle, but only in her pretty dress.
Right. At Epcot. And then you can catch Gaston.
No. Epcot is the blue, which we saw. Oh,
that's right.
Belle is at Enchanted Tales. Yeah. But you don't ever see Gaston and Belle together. And it was, oh my God, y'all.
It's really amazing. Yeah. And I understand why they don't do it, because Belle is already in her gown at Enchanted Tales with Belle. You're not going to walk right down the street in a sense and see Belle in her blue dress with Gaston, because Gaston's normally there.
That's right. I didn't know that. Awesome. We've never seen him.
Yeah. If you've never witnessed Gaston,
go see him.
Go meet him. It is hilarious. He is brilliant. Never breaks character. It is on the verge of being uncomfortable, but hilarious. Yeah. And then him with Belle is awesome.
It was so great.
Way they interact back and forth.
It was so cute. I have to tell this cute little story. This little girl, he was like wanting to take her, like, kind of. And she was scared. And like, so he goes, Belle, get her.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was so cute, because then Belle comes down and she's like, hi, and is really sweet. And the girl, I mean, immediately goes to her like it's her mom. And I mean, and then he at the end tried to get her again. And
yeah,
even the mom was like, look, I'm going to hug him. And I mean, but it was fantastic. Yeah. They were incredible
together.
They were
so good. If you're a woman, he will hit on you.
Absolutely.
If you're a woman with a man, he will turn his back to you as a man and step in front of you for photos. And I mean, it was awesome. Yeah. Like, we'll make it a point now to go see him, even when it's just him.
That would
during
be fun.
A regular day. But guys, getting back to everything, you know, hopefully kind of the tips that we've given are things that you think about when you go. If shorter ride times are your thing and you're okay paying $100 to go to the party for shorter ride times, have at it.
Yep.
If seeing all the characters your thing, have at it. We're just trying to say, you know, again,
we didn't talk about the food or any like
treats. Yeah, we didn't get around to any special treats this year.
We have had them before
and
they were really good.
Yeah.
But like Oogie Boogie started coming out, the popcorn bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get him at the park. I mean, the party. And then we didn't get Oogie Boogie's, meringue at Gaston's Cavern. And again, all this starts after 7. But there is awesome little treats that you can get and the food is good. And then, you know, always check things like, you know, the popcorn buckets or whatever for, after the after it starts as well.
Yeah.
So.
And the one other one I'll talk about I'll touch base on because you're saying food. Don't make a dining reservation for 7 p.m.
Oh, no.
You know, don't make a sit down dining that could take an hour, hour and a half, and you've already missed that much of the party. Make them like John and Michelle did. They made theirs, I think, around like 5 or so.
Right.
So they had a great sit down meal.
Yep.
Got to relax before the party kicked off. They were ready to roll by 7.
And then, they were ready to go.
So just, you know, it's one of those things we like to speak from personal experience because we have an opportunity to go often to do this year after year to give you kind of our thoughts on it. Because I think if you are somebody that is overwhelmed by, do I do a party during my trip? Why do I go to the party? What am I getting out of it? Is it worth the money based on what you want to do? Hopefully this helps. Take over for a
minute. You okay, honey? Oh my goodness.
Okay. I'm gonna leave that one in here. Yeah, because we're almost done. You might have to wrap up.
Okay.
Now, what happened?
Well, you usually ask
parties just get me so choked up. I love them.
You usually ask if there's anything else I have to talk on, and we actually forgot also the magic shot pictures.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm laughing. You just it's Your voice sounds...
I'm still breathing, so thank you for not...
Your voice sounds...
Thank funny. You for laughing. You might have to call 911 in a minute.
The magic shots are awesome, and the lines go really quick, actually, because that is something that they... Nobody's talking to you, and you're just taking the pictures, and then you're moving on, taking the pictures and moving on. So we got some with the hitchhiking ghost. Yep. We got one with the headless horseman.
Yep. The hatbox ghost one we did not do. We didn't do that. Literally your head, each individual person's head in a hat box.
That was awesome.
Yeah, John and Michelle and Gavin and Gianna and all did that. And they were so cool looking. Yep. I wish we had done it.
I do too.
But there's a lot of really great magic shots.
And the only thing I will say too with it being like, it was busy, but honestly, it seemed busier, I think, because at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And a couple of where the magic shots were, in my opinion, this year was not smart.
Yeah.
On Disney's
behalf. All the stuff that they had over. So I felt Liberty Square was slam packed.
It was.
The whole time. Frontierland seemed to get a little bit busier, but it was interesting. Nowhere else in the park felt that overwhelming. It truly was that Liberty Square, and you had the Hatbox Ghost one.
Yes.
You had the Hitchhiking Ghost was near there, correct, that we got?
Yes.
So it was like they almost put too much stuff in a space that already is not really spread out enough. You know, when you get into some of the other areas, you have much wider walkways.
Right.
And I think that was a little bit of issue.
And right at the Haunted Mansion, they do that one. I mean, there's just a lot in that area.
Yeah.
And we actually, there's nobody in line for the Hitchhiking Ghost. And then if there was a line, where would it have been because of people trying to pass?
Right.
So, and Disney's, unfortunately, it was a little bit of a mess. I don't want to, I mean, it was just, and then we heard people say, you know, like it being, like, is it sold out? Because this is ridiculous. And
last year we went, it was sold out. This was not sold out.
No, correct. And that's where I kind of wanted to turn around and go, no, we're just in an area that's really congested right now. Just give yourself a few minutes.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just wanted to touch base on that because I'm trying to remember we did. There's so much to do at this party, and it was...
You can't do it all in 5 hours, too.
You
don't think you're going to.
You can't, because we didn't. And there's things that we missed, and I'm sad, but I'm excited.
We'll go back next year.
To go back next year. Excuse me. And to maybe try to focus on things that we did miss. And again, still ask my children, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
I mean, because as soon as I see the parade and the Hallowed Wishes, I'm... And maybe a character too.
Yeah,
pretty
good. Yeah, pretty good.
Get a little bit of candy because that candy is good.
Yeah, and as much as I would love to go on Halloween night sometime, it will sell out every year and it will be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Opening night will sell out. Plus, I have a feeling, and I don't know for sure, that all the media that is there that's invited is not part of their regular ticket sales attendance on opening night. So if you can avoid it, don't go opening night either.
Yeah.
And then randomly, some other parties may sell out in between. It's not quite as many as like out in Disneyland. But keep an eye out on it. And you can always buy tickets day of if you need to, you know, if you don't plan ahead. But so now
there was still some for
that
sale
I can
on
breathe
ours.
Again and all, I'll ask, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so now that I'm trying to think what else.
Okay.
Well,
I had fun. You will get back to your room very, very late. So I know we're tired, but it was worth every second of it. And if you can stay for the length of it, I understand that can be really, really hard with young kids. So something else just to take in consideration if you're bringing young kids. And that's why you may want to front end some of the stuff and get some of the good stuff done early. Thank you guys so much for listening. Certainly hope this was helpful. Again, if you've not gone out and joined the Capture the Magic community on Facebook, go out and ask to join. It is an incredible community that is growing every single day. It is fun. It is informative. People in there really know their stuff. So even if it's not myself or Rhonda, Jared or Jamie answering a question, there's dozens of other people that have experienced it or have information for you. So go out. Don't be afraid to ask anything. We'll make sure that you get an answer when you're planning your trip or you're even at Disney. Or just do what we get a lot, which I love, is people are just there posting their own photos and sharing it with the group. And I love to see that.
Yep.
As well, if you'll go out and subscribe on iTunes if you're not already.
Leave us a rating and review. It helps the show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.